This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Did you know there's a fish named after one of Jesus' disciples? Yes. In Jesus' day, the Galilee supported a thriving fishing industry. In fact, at least three of Jesus' disciples were fishermen, going out daily to the water, throwing out their huge nets, and dragging in large numbers of fish to sell to local residents and merchants. The most prolific of those fish were tilapia, the name given to the freshwater fish found in the lake. Catching tilapia is still an important industry in the Galilee area and an important source in fish farming worldwide. The naming of this fish came about from a story in the book of Matthew. After Jesus and his disciples had arrived in Capernaum on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, tax collectors came to Peter and asked, "Doesn't Jesus pay taxes?" Well, Peter immediately responded, "Of course he does," and then he went to Jesus to ask him. Jesus told him to go down to the lake and throw in a line, and that the next fish Peter would catch would have a coin inside it, enough to pay the owed taxes. Peter followed Jesus' instructions, and the fish that he caught, indeed, with a coin in its mouth, became known as St. Peter's fish. If you visit the Holy Land today, you'll find St. Peter's fish on the menu at most restaurants along the beautiful shores of the Sea of Galilee. Come visit Israel and taste it yourself.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Visit our website to learn more about Rabbi Eckstein's new book, Holy Songs of Israel, an educational and inspirational book about the Psalms. Just visit holylandmoments.ca.